Ani ni din noy magani duk na be kwa wa au miwo gi pita shindaman minawa kiten way with nanan. This is Nabek and greetings. I'm here to talk about our Ojibwe language. Nungo mitash niwi tashindan o kidawin away name. So today I want to talk about the word away name and different ways that it can be used. Away name. So away name means who. Like, who is it? So to keep things really simple, we could say simple phrases like away name a-au. Who is that? Away name a-au. So in that simple phrase, we have two words. Away name, which means who, and a-au is that person. Okay? Away name a-au. Who is that? So, and then as we go further, we could say, like, if you're answering the phone, away name wa'au. Away name wa'au. Who is this? This person right here. Away name wa'au. And if it's a person that's like over in the other side of the room and you want to point them out, away name away de. Away name away de. So, and then the awaiti in there is talking about that person over there. Awaiti. And let me back up a second. The awainen wa'au. When you use wa'au, you're saying, who is this person? Wa'au, this person right here. When you say that on the phone, because they're right in your hand. But when they're, you know, when we're talking about the difference between wa'au, a'au, awaiti. For one thing, all those pointer words are talking about animate beings. Wa'au, this person or this being right here. And the way that I've come to understand it, it's kind of within arm's reach would be wa'au. That area would be this guy right here. Wa'au. When it gets outside of arm's reach, it would become a'au, that guy or that being, that animate thing. And then over across the room, away di, over there, that guy. Okay? So you can team up away nain with that and with those three words and be able to ask some questions about who's who. Okay, we can also use it, the phrase away nain. We can also use it to ask about somebody who we've heard their name. Maybe you should go ask George and... you want to say, well, who's George? You could say, away nain na'au George. Who's that George guy? Away nain na'au George. Or, away nain George. Who's George? Okay. So, and then another kind of getting a little bit, well, not really off the subject, but when someone's asking you, away nain na'au, who is that guy? And you don't know who that is. Here is a phrase you could use. Away gwen. Away gwen. And away gwen means I don't know who that is. Away gwen na'au. I don't know who that is. Okay? And to take that a step further, if you say something like away gwen nigo, when you add igo after away gwen nigo, now you're saying whoever. Away gwen nigo wa we snit, whoever it is that wants to eat. Go ahead and eat. Away gwen nigo wa wisnit. Bizanigo gda wisn. So in this case, one of the things when I first started learning this stuff and I heard the phrase bizan, I always thought it was be quiet. Okay. But bizanigo means go ahead. Bizanigo. Okay. And to further explain that, you know, I'd have to sit with the first speaker to figure out how is it we have two such different ideas wrapped around the same word, bizan, be quiet, and bizan, go ahead. I'm not quite sure, so that would be an interesting question for whoever you're learning with that's a first speaker. So getting back to away name, and again, away name is a question about who. If you want to say something like, who wants to eat? You could phrase it like this. Awenen wa wisnit. Awenen wa wisnit. Who wants to eat? Awenen wa wisnit. So who wants to eat? When someone hears that, nin sa niwi wisin. Me, I want to eat. Nin sa niwi wisin. Or maybe you want to ask, who is it that called you? Awenen ga ganujik. Awenen ga ganujik. Who called you? So it sounds like awenen always begins a sentence, but that's not always true. You can find it in the middle of a sentence as well. Like, gawinin gike namasi awenen ga buku nikit. Like, I don't know who the one that broke their arm is. I don't know who broke their arm. So their awenen is in the middle of the sentence. So just to understand, it doesn't always begin a sentence. Sometimes it can occur in the middle of a sentence. One of the tough things to kind of wrap our brains around, and it's a little bit technical, so fair warning, we're going to get into a little bit of grammar right now. But one of the skills that we have to acquire is how some of these changes occur, and it occurs a lot with awenen. Because when we use a phrase like who is the one who is eating? Who's that one that fell down? That kind of thing, where we're creating labels for people. Who's the faller downer? Who's the eater? Who's the drinker? Those kind of things. And like when we, let's just say, who's the one eating? We would say, awenenao. And we know that the word for he is eating is wisini. But it has to change in order for it to be the one who is eating. Because wisini is he is eating. So we can't say awenen awisini. That's ojibberish. We'd have to change it to awenen awasinit. So wisini changed to wasinit. And there's a pattern to these, and it's kind of tough to describe these over the radio and stuff. But if you look in the Nihon Dictionary, in the beginning of it, you'll see a listing of these changes, and it's called initial vowel change in that book. And they will list the changes, and it's the vowels at the beginning, like we sini. The first vowel in we sini is the double I, E sound, we sini. And there's a pattern. A double I always changes to a double A sound when you have to make that change. So we sini changes to wa sinit. Okay. So, and there's a pattern to this. So I encourage you to pick up that book if you have one around, and a lot of us do. Take a look for that list and create yourself. I don't know. Just do what you have to do to kind of memorize those changes and stuff. Some of these things we just kind of have to memorize, and it just helps us to be able to develop our speaking skills. And you know, there are some technical aspects to the language that are really important to understand. And I know a lot of people kind of frown on, you know, this book learning and all that stuff. They frown on that. But in order to expedite our learning, there are patterns and things that we can look at that occur all the time in our language. And if we have an understanding of those patterns, it helps us as we are listening to our first speakers, and as we listen to them, to define those patterns, know why we sini changed to wasinit. If we have those understandings, we're able to create language tools for ourselves. Because our whole goal is not just to bark out some phrases and stuff that we memorize for certain situations. But our goal is to make this language useful so we can use it as a tool of communication. In order to do that, we have to understand how it works. And this is one of those things, you know, it's kind of gross, and, you know, and it takes a little bit of work, but your learning can unfold exponentially as you learn those kind of patterns and stuff. And they are everywhere in our language. If we have a good understanding of that, once we sit down with our first speakers, we are able to better decipher what it is that they're saying, to define the patterns in what it is that how they use words, you know, and how they make changes to words and stuff. It's really important. So, aha. Mimi Nico Owat the Shindama Miguich Apachibzindoyik Mi Il.